www.thebrightside.com.
Well, it's all over after all the money that has been spent on the election, the debates, and everything else in between. It's done. Barack Obama elected again for a second term as president of the United States. The network's calling it for Obama. Jeff Holtzman from Talk Radio News has been with us along the trail here from New Hampshire to Tampa, and Jeff, I just have to ask you, are you surprised at how quickly this all is wrapping up?
A little bit, actually, yes, Kate, because there are two states right now, Florida and Virginia, where we don't know what exactly is going to happen. In Virginia, at the moment, Mitt Romney has a slight lead over President Obama. He's leading by somewhere around 20,000 votes, with about 90% of the total vote in the state counted. And it could be a while, before the full results of the state are known, because the polls were kept open there a little later. And that was considered one of the key states today. And Florida, of course, is another key state, 29 electoral votes. And we probably won't know who won that state until tomorrow, because I'm hearing from reporters in Miami that Miami-Dade County officials say that they're not going to count all the votes until tomorrow afternoon, or release them until tomorrow afternoon. But it doesn't matter, because President Obama just won Ohio and therefore has eliminated Mitt Romney's path to 270 electoral votes. And so it's all over. It's a moot point. I mean, the only way Romney was going to make a race out of this as the night wore on was if he won Florida, Virginia, and Ohio. He needed all three of those. And that's why, observers like myself thought, well, maybe we won't know until tomorrow or the day after, because maybe Romney, pulls it off in those three states, and then we have to wait for the, Florida, and we have to wait for Virginia. But now it's over. And so, long story short, I'm a little surprised that we know before midnight that President Obama is going to be serving another 4 years.
Yeah, I'm surprised it didn't drag out longer. I thought it would be into the wee hours. I didn't necessarily think it was going to be, weeks from now we were going to have the craziness that we've had in a few other elections. But, wow, how about that? What do you think the Republicans, as they, lick their wounds and look back at this, what do you think the Republicans are going to say about this election?
Well, I think there are going to be there were a couple sort of inflection points in the campaign where Obama was able to do some damage to Mitt Romney. First of all, branding him as this out of touch wealthy guy who doesn't care about the middle class, I think seemed to pay off. I mean, the video where Mitt Romney said, that 47% of the country feels as though they're victims, that definitely hurt him. And then Obama, portraying him as, this robber baron, this corporate, robber baron, this Bain Capital, greedy, Gordon Gekko type guy. I think that really worked to convince a lot of people that even though, President Obama, the economy is still sluggish and that President Obama might not have the best plan and that things are moving really slow, I think that the Obama campaign, the Obama machine, as some people will call it, was very effective at portraying Mitt Romney as, this this really evil, greedy corporate type character, and I think that really hurt him, and I think that the Romney campaign also may have underestimated Obama's ground game in critical areas, particularly in Northern Virginia and different parts of Florida, South Florida, and the West Coast of Florida. So I mean those are a few things that I think really hurt Mitt Romney. He definitely made the race close, no doubt about it. He took Obama down to the wire in a lot of the polls. They were way closer than they were 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day, I think people, particularly the middle class folks out there who were with Obama in 2008, but not really sure this time around, they probably looked at things and said, you know what, we're not, we're getting a little better. Why go for a major shakeup right now?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Jeff Holtzman, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Kate, take care.
All right, Mitt Romney gave his concession speech at his Boston headquarters. We're waiting for the president to give a speech to the throngs of people who have gathered outside of his headquarters, we'll say, in Chicago. 4 more years of Obama How do you feel about that? Does that make you happy? Do you think it's kind of a wash? Are you upset that Romney lost? And what do you think the future holds for some kind of cooperation in Washington? Because remember, there's three branches of government, and the legislative branch is key. And there were some interesting races that we'll talk about during this hour of America tonight. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in Michigan. Michigan, one of the states that Obama won. Hey, Tomas.
Well, four more years, huh, Kate?
Woo! Yeah, four more years. I'm not surprised. I thought this was going to happen. You know that. I was getting pummeled for when I was asked, what do you think is going to happen? I thought Obama was going to take it. And I think the reason why is because of the what they were able to play up as far as miscues by the Republican Party in the ground game that Obama's people ran. You know that, Tomas, that Axelrod and Gibbs were so good at that. But it was, you know, hey, it was a good effort by Romney's people, and it was it still wasn't a blowout.
Well, you know, the Republicans are going to say, you know what, we gained back a little ground. Let's keep the pressure on. But I think what is more important is what is going to happen now in the Middle East. Okay? If Romney had won, Israel would have still been able to, you know, maintain a little bit of a calm situation there. But now, you can bet your bottom dollar they are gearing up for the maximum effort. And you have said this on your radio show several times.
Mm-hmm.
No president has won re-election with unemployment higher than 7.2.
Right.
Well, now, let's go back and find out who the last one was that won it at 7.2. He was FDR in 1940.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave you with this, Kate, and thank you very much for taking my call. What happened 1 year after 1940?
Disaster was what happened. Disaster is what happened. And so you're predicting World War III?
I'm predicting a big war in the Middle East. And, you know, you talk about gas prices going up. There's not going to be any oil coming out of there. Because Israel is going to have to do it all by themselves. Can you imagine, since 1948, Israel always had the United States in their corner. Even though they were surrounded, you know, they were right there with them. Now, can you imagine the state of mind Israel is in? I'll tell you what.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting, Tomas. You do have a good point. What happens in the Middle East? Because if you looked at, and thanks for the call, if you looked at this election heading into the election, remember so much was made of Benjamin Netanyahu getting stiffed by the White House, but then the White House saying, no, Israel is our friend. That's not true. That's a bunch of nonsense, blah, blah, blah. Well, what is the real truth there? And, you know, ultimately, to me, the big concern is, and what I think Tomas is referring to, is what's going to happen with Iran, and then ultimately, what is the response of Israel, or vice versa, anyway. All right, the president getting set to speak in Chicago. Stay with us.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I heat up, I can't cool down. It's got me spinning round and round.
There were hundreds and thousands of votes that were cast for Congressman Aiken. He graciously called me. He graciously congratulated me. I recognize his years of public service and his patriotism. With a stubborn determination, tenacity, and a refusal to give up, we showed the country what Missouri is made of. It is those salt of the earth, wonderful people that live in this state I love. It is those people that I will go to Washington and fight for with everything I've got.
All right, that was Claire McCaskill. She fended off the challenge by Todd Aiken, the congressman from Missouri, who at one point had a double-digit lead over Claire McCaskill until that fateful day in August, weeks before the Republican convention, when he was on a local television show and brought up the crazy controversial comments of legitimate rape. When he was talking about being against abortion, then he dove deeper into it and got himself all tangled up and said those words, and that's what people remembered, legitimate rape. And that hurt him without a doubt in the election, because 66% of the people in the exit polls said they weren't going to vote for Aiken because of those comments. And that was a heated Senate race, one that the Republicans thought could really turn the tide for them, especially when he had had such a big, big lead. Exit polls are interesting because you can learn little things about why some of the voters voted the way they did, and that's what you want to know. That helps people who run elections, and it certainly helps people who want to run for election in the, for Senate or Congress or whatever the office might be in the future. And one of the national questions that was asked was, voters were asked about the economic outlook after years of struggle and a high unemployment rate, which I still believe is high. And what many of the people said is they felt as though leaving the polling places that the economy is still in bad shape, but they're less likely to blame Obama than, check this out, than to point the finger at the predecessor. And who was that? George W. Bush. Most of the people were saying, oh, it's Bush, 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 over and over again. They weren't willing to blame it on Obama. They were saying this was Bush. And the biggest worries, chronic unemployment, hovering right there, just under 8%, and rising prices. But 4 in 10 said the economy is starting to do better, and therefore Obama wins 88% of their votes. 88%. Wow. But 3 in 10 felt the economy getting worse. They voted for Romney. But the fact, I think, that hurt, which Jeff Holtzman said, is they portrayed, without a doubt, the Obama campaign portrayed Romney as the multimillionaire businessman, like a Richie Rich. Remember that comic book who was all about the wealthy friends, and he couldn't overcome that image. He really couldn't overcome that image. And, you know, almost no one thought Romney would be good for anybody who was poor or middle class or down and out or any of that kind of stuff. And that certainly showed up in the exit polls, without a doubt. So now it's in the books. The president gets 4 more years, getting ready at his headquarters in Chicago to give a speech. The crowds enthusiastically are out there waving flags and screaming and yelling and whatnot. So what will the second term be? What will the agenda for the second term be? You know, we really don't know. He handed out along the way a 20-page brochure about things that he had done or things that he had hoped for, but not an agenda. And this is one of the things I think that is the big question mark that so many people were asking. So what happens now? What is it we're going to see now? Clearly, I would assume in this speech we may hear a little hint of that, a little hint of things to come, and I wouldn't be shocked if he says that we all have to come together and work together as one and put aside our differences and all that sort of stuff and, you know, move forward. I'm assuming that'll probably be one of the big themes, in fact, of his acceptance speech, which he's set to give here anytime pretty soon as he's kind of making his way down to the podium that's been set up. So it's part two again. Now we've had 3 presidents in a row, back to back to back. Wow. Back to back to back again. First Clinton, then Bush, and now Barack Obama. And usually in your second term, part of the concern of anyone who's president is, you know, hey, this goes to the ego of the people who hold the office. What will the legacy be? What does the legacy, you know, ultimately look like for the person who's in office for 8 years? And you heard Tomas express his concern over what was going to happen in the Middle East. The Middle East is definitely a powder keg. Where are we headed there with the discontent we've seen with the uprisings, with some of the violence, with governments that are hodgepodge, and the concern over nuclear ambitions for Iran and Israel getting nervous about what they're seeing with their neighbors in all different directions. And, you know, we're hooked into this. We're part of this. And also with the oil thing, so much of the reliance, not as much in the United States because, of course, we look to Canada, but some, but certainly our allies, looking at the Strait of Hormuz and going there, going through and picking up oil from Israel and the OPEC nations and all of that stuff that is so vital. It's just sitting there waiting like Humpty Dumpty on the wall to fall over. And this is one of the worrisome things that people talk about, and especially the money that we have dumped into the sands of the Middle East in Afghanistan and before that Iraq and some of the other powder keg places that have popped up along the way. It's kind of like, I mean, it's a weird analogy. It's kind of like whack-a-mole in the Middle East. Who pops up next and what problem pumps up next or pops up next? So once again, to reiterate this, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the president wins 4 more years, waiting to make his speech from Chicago. After this campaign, Romney gave his concession speech. It was short to the point. and he wished the president well and said he and his wife would pray for the president, talked about people that he had to thank for how they fought on the campaign trail and that his wife, Ann Romney, would have made a great first lady, but didn't blab on and on, kept to the point, had a short speech, got off the stage, thanked people, and I'm sure now just going back trying to regroup, because when so much of your life is focused on one thing, can you imagine as you're going from state to state and you're stumping for votes and you're getting no sleep and you really believe, you got to believe you're going to win it to be in it, to really be in it. And I think Mitt Romney really, really believed he had a crack at this. He wanted this for a long time, and the reality will eventually sink in that he will not ever be president because there's not going to be another run for Mitt Romney. His wife has even said that there's no way they do this again because this is the second time around trying to grab this thing. So this won't happen the next time. And it'll be one of the rising stars, I think, in the Republican Party that will ultimately be the challenger in 2016. You know, maybe even your Ted Cruz's from Texas or Marco Rubio or who knows, maybe even Nikki Haley somewhere in the mix there or Bobby Jindal from Louisiana. Kelly Iota may also make that short list, too, but too early to prognosticate about 2016. We need a break from just going through this whole election process. So I'm going to let let you decide what you think ultimately should be the next 4 years for the president, and how are you feeling after this one? I'm sure some people feel elated. Remember, on this show, we say, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, just disappointed in all of it. What do you think in America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, 5283. It's done, and now it's just a matter of moving on to the second time around, and also for others coming to place for the first time, like Elizabeth Warren, who jumps into that important Senate seat in Massachusetts after defeating Scott Brown. So Republicans keep the House. The Democrats lock down the Senate majority. Hang with us. More to come.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
I'm not going there as one party senator or the other party senator. I'm going there as your senator to work for your family. I'm the hired help, and I can't wait to get to work. This is about our future, the chance for good jobs, to see our economy grow, to work together in Washington. We can solve these problems. We can solve the budget deficit problem.
All right, the voice that you just heard there is the man who defeated Richard Murdoch Donnelly in a what turned out to be a hotly contested race in the end after Murdoch blew it in Indiana in that Senate race, winning in the primaries, beating Richard Lugar, the long time senator who had a lock in Indiana on the Republican side, and then ultimately losing this, tipping the balance in a different direction. So the Democrats hold the Senate big time, and the Republicans also hang on to the House. There wasn't any big change there, but that's one of those key election results that could have gone in a different direction. In exit polls, 66% of the people who were asked about it said that they would have voted for Lugar, but they didn't want anything to do with Richard Murdoch because he made comments about if a child was born out of rape, it was a gift from God and some other crazy things. So it was a toss-up race in Indiana. It went to the Democrat Joe Donnelly. Richard Murdoch fell behind. The controversial remarks he made about rape certainly cost him, clearly. That was part of the story. There was some history that was made on Election Day 2. For example, independence. People ask about independence. In Vermont, the independent junior senator, Bernie Sanders, has won a re-election. In Maine, former governor Angus King won the Senate seat of the retiring Republican moderate, Olympia Snow, who said she had enough because she was tired of all the acrimony that she had to deal with on the Hill, and she was done. Coming right now is the man of the hour, however, the president winning the second time around, Barack Obama in Chicago, making his way on the stage with his two daughters and his wife, getting ready to address the crowds in the Windy City, his home state, and taking in and waving, taking in all of the flash bulbs and the American flags. Here is the president from Chicago.
To determine its own destiny, the task of perfecting our union moves forward. It moves forward because of you. It moves forward because you reaffirmed the spirit that has triumphed over war and depression. The spirit that has lifted this country from the depths of despair to the great heights of hope. The belief that while each of us will pursue our own individual dreams, we are an American family and we rise or fall together as one nation and as one people. Tonight, in this election, you, the American people, reminded us that while our road has been hard, while our journey has been long, we have picked ourselves up. We have fought our way back. And we know in our hearts that for the United States of America, the best is yet to come. Thank every American who participated in this election. Whether you voted for the very first time or waited in line for a very long time, By the way, we have to fix that. Whether you pounded the pavement or picked up the phone. Whether you held an Obama sign or a Romney sign, you made your voice heard. And you made a difference. I just spoke with Governor Romney and I congratulated him and Paul Ryan on a hard-fought campaign. We may have battled fiercely, but it's only because we love this country deeply and we care so strongly about its future. From George to Lenore to their son Mitt, the Romney family has chosen to give back to America through public service, and that is a legacy that we honor and applaud tonight. In the weeks ahead, I also look forward to sitting down with Governor Romney to talk about where we can work together to move this country forward. I want to thank my friend and partner of the last 4 years, America's happy warrior, the best vice president anybody could ever hope for, Joe Biden. The man I am today without the woman who agreed to marry me 20 years ago. I say this publicly, Michelle, I have never loved you more. I have never been prouder to watch the rest of America fall in love with you too as our nation's first lady. Sasha and Malia, before our very eyes, you're growing up to become two strong, smart, beautiful young women, just like your mom. And I'm so proud of you guys. But I will say that for now, one dog's probably enough. To the best campaign team and volunteers in the history of politics. The best. The best ever. We're new this time around, and some of you have been at my side since the very beginning. But all of you are family. No matter what you do or where you go from here, you will carry the memory of the history we made together. And you will have the lifelong appreciation of a grateful president. Thank you for believing all the way to every hill. Through every valley. You lifted me up the whole way, and I will always be grateful for everything that you've done and all the incredible work that you've put in. I know that political campaigns can sometimes seem small, even silly. And that provides plenty of fodder for the cynics who tell us that politics is nothing more than a contest of egos or the domain of special interests. But if you ever get the chance to talk to folks who turned out of our rallies and crowded along a rope line in a high school gym, or saw folks working late at a campaign office in some tiny county far away from home, you'll discover something else. You'll hear the determination in the voice of a young field organizer who's working his way through college and wants to make sure every child has that same opportunity. You'll hear the pride in the voice of a volunteer who's going door to door because her brother was finally hired when the local auto plant added another shift. You'll hear the deep patriotism in the voice of a military spouse who's working the phones late at night to make sure that no one who fights for this country ever has to fight for a job or a roof over their head when they come home. That's why we do this. That's what politics can be. That's why elections matter. It's not small, it's big. It's important. Democracy in a nation of 300 million can be noisy and messy and complicated. We have our own opinions. Each of us has deeply held beliefs. And when we go through tough times, when we make big decisions as a country, it necessarily stirs passions, stirs up controversy. That won't change after tonight. And it shouldn't. These arguments we have are a mark of our liberty. And we can never forget that as we speak, people in distant nations are risking their lives right now just for a chance to argue about the issues that matter. The chance to cast their ballots like we did today. But despite all our differences, most of us share certain hopes for America's future. We want our kids to grow up in a country where they have access to the best schools and the best teachers. A country that lives up to its legacy as the global leader in technology and discovery and innovation, with all the good jobs and new businesses that follow. We want our children to live in America that isn't burdened by debt, that isn't weakened by inequality, that isn't threatened by the destructive power of a warming planet. We want to pass on a country that's safe and respected and admired around the world. A nation that is defended by the strongest military on earth and the best troops this world has ever known. But also a country that moves with confidence beyond this time of war to shape a peace that is built on the promise of freedom and dignity for every human being. We believe in a generous America, in a compassionate America, in a tolerant America, open to the dreams of an immigrant's daughter who studies in our schools and pledges to our flag. To the young boy on the south side of Chicago who sees a life beyond the nearest street corner. To the furniture worker's child in North Carolina who wants to become a doctor or a scientist, an engineer or an entrepreneur, a diplomat or even a president. That's the future we hope for. That's the vision we share. That's where we need to go. Forward. That's where we need to go. Now, we will disagree, sometimes fiercely, about how to get there. As it has for more than two centuries, progress will come in fits and starts. It's not always a straight line. It's not always a smooth path. By itself, the recognition that we have common hopes and dreams won't end all the gridlock or solve all our problems. or substitute for the painstaking work of building consensus and making the difficult compromises needed to move this country forward. But that common bond is where we must begin. Our economy is recovering. A decade of war is ending. A long campaign is now over. And whether I earned your vote or not, I have listened to you. I have learned from you. And you've made me a better president. And with your stories and your struggles, I return to the White House more determined and more inspired than ever about the work there is to do and the future that lies ahead. Tonight, you voted for action, not politics as usual. You elected us to focus on your jobs, not ours. And in the coming weeks and months, I am looking forward to reaching out and working with leaders of both parties to meet the challenges we can only solve together. Reducing our deficit, reforming our tax code, fixing our immigration system, freeing ourselves from foreign oil. We've got more work to do. But that doesn't mean your work is done. The role of citizen in our democracy does not end with your vote. America's never been about what can be done for us. It's about what can be done by us together through the hard and frustrating but necessary work of self-government. That's the principle we were founded on. This country has more wealth than any nation, but that's not what makes us rich. We have the most powerful military in history, but that's not what makes us strong. Our university, our culture, are all the envy of the world, but that's not what keeps the world coming to our shores. What makes America exceptional are the bonds that hold together the most diverse nation on earth. The belief that our destiny is shared, that this country only works when we accept certain obligations to one another and the future generations, so that the freedom which so many Americans have fought for and died for comes with responsibilities as well as rights, and among those are love and charity and duty and patriotism. That's what makes America great. I am hopeful tonight because I've seen the spirit of work in America. I've seen it in the family business whose owners would rather cut their own pay than lay off their neighbors. And in the workers who would rather cut back their hours than see a friend lose a job. I've seen it in the soldiers who re-enlist after losing a limb. And in those SEALs who charged up the stairs into darkness and danger because they knew there was a buddy behind them watching their back. I've seen it on the shores of New Jersey and New York, where leaders from every party and level of government have swept aside their differences to help a community rebuild from the wreckage of a terrible storm. And I saw it just the other day in Mentor, Ohio, where a father told the story of his 8-year-old daughter, whose long battle with leukemia nearly cost their family everything. Had it not been for health care reform passing just a few months before the insurance company was about to stop paying for her care. I had an opportunity to not just talk to the father, but meet this incredible daughter of his. And when he spoke to the crowd, listening to that father's story, every parent in that room had tears in their eyes. Because we knew that little girl could be our own. And I know that every American wants her future to be just as bright. That's who we are. That's the country I'm so proud to lead as your president. And tonight, despite all the hardship we've been through, despite all the frustrations of Washington, I've never been more hopeful about our future. I have never been more hopeful about America. And I ask you to sustain that hope. I'm not talking about blind optimism, the kind of hope that just ignores the enormity of the tasks ahead or the roadblocks that stand in our path. I'm not talking about the wishful idealism that allows us to just sit on the sidelines or shirk from a fight. I have always believed that hope is that stubborn thing inside us that insists, despite all the evidence to the contrary, that something better awaits us. So long as we have the courage to keep reaching, to keep working, to keep fighting.
All right, that was President Obama talking to the crowd in Chicago about the future and some broad strokes of what the future will hold and thanking people for voting for him. Mitt Romney had his concession speech earlier in the evening from Boston, and he, too, appealed for the end of partisan bickering. So maybe we can get a few things done in this country if people don't go to their separate corners and continue to be the divided states of America.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.